This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Well, winter is here, finally. We had a little bit of the spring weather before winter. The seasons were all messed up, but winter is here. I know where I am in Lowell, Mass. On Tuesday, we got a good 2 feet of snow, and we're looking at more snow this week. I'm hearing three storms this week. 3 to 6 inches today, 2 to 4 on Tuesday, and possibly 4 to 8 on Thursday, but who knows on that one. So looking at some more snow, on top of snow, on top of snow. So it's kind of reminiscent of 2015, where it just was every week, this just kept happening. So, Let's hope it doesn't get all the way to that, where there's, you know, 120 plus inches for the year. You know, you can't clean your driveway out enough because there's so much snow on either side of the driveway. Let's hope that that's not the case this year. But it's starting to feel that way, right? It's snow almost every other day. I know we've been waking up in the morning and having some flurry-like snow on the ground, but I'll tell you, my kids love it. So I guess that's the bonus. A lot of the younger crowd loves it, but that cleanup just takes a little bit more. But more snow on the way this week, the rest of this week. So let's see what happens. But, you know, hey, poor man's fertilizer, right? We'll continue on with using that and in using the benefits that will come from the snow for your long-term plant health care, that type of thing. So you should be all right. The other thing is, you know, the amount of snow that we're having, this drought that we have been in, that we were in, has now disappeared. By the end of this season, this winter season, I really highly doubt, you know, there's going to be much of a drought to even look at. Just the amount of snow that's been in the area, you know, so it's usually about like 1 inch of rain. It's about 10 inches of snow. So if you think about it, this last storm that at least that I got about 2 inches of water. If you think about, you know, just the conversion, etc. So we're working on it. So this is a good thing, right? You know, a lot of us are stuck at home. Or if you're not stuck at home, you know, you're spending a little bit more time at home. So having this extra snow is not as big of a deal. You're not having to travel as much. So might as well take it while we can. it's definitely starting to pile up. Let's hope that it doesn't stick around for too long, as we would love to be able to start thinking spring, right? It's hard to think spring when there's so much snow on the ground, but I think we got to start thinking about what we're going to do for spring, getting excited for spring, and get to that next level. You know, a lot of the emails that I get in, a couple of the emails that I receive, one of them is from the old Farmer's Almanac, and recently it was like, wow, you know, there's some interesting stuff on there, and I want to touch base on a little bit of it, because it's like it's been listening to me. I know we talk about that with you could have a whole nother discussion on another show about internet listening to you, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. The great thing is it started talking about pollinator gardens in their email. So there's some great information I want to go over just to continue that theme. I think one of the things we need to do is get back to nature a little bit and get into helping the insects, the pollinators, that type of thing, get the bees back to help us. You know, we spent a lot of time this past year. A lot of people call it, you know, the Victory Garden. That Victory Garden is, you know, the idea of building your own vegetable garden to help produce for your family. You know, back in the day, the Victory Garden was to help produce for the soldiers, for the families, etc. But at this point, we've gotten back to that. We're growing our own. Well, if we want to be more successful, we need to have those pollinators, right? So planting for them is going to help with that Victory Garden. So those are some things we can discuss a little bit later. Another email that I received, you know, I just thought about it. There's one that has a list of 10 best plants for erosion control. So we can maybe go over that a little bit later. As we start thinking about spring, you know, I live on a hill, so erosion control is a big thing for me. So it's one of the things I look at a good amount. You know, there's a number of plants in here that we can discuss that are, you know, they're not all shrubs. There's a lot of perennials on this list as well. So, you know, we can discuss that and more a little bit later. Another thing I'd like to touch base on, you know, this week is ice melt. Looking at some of those ice melts that you need to get for this next few storms. You know, if you can't get these products from Natural Alternative quick enough this week, I mean, you can still order them today for midweek for some of the later storms. But we can go over the different varieties of the ice melt so you can be ready for it. Those are just a few things I'd like to discuss today, but obviously the options are endless out there of what you would like to discuss. I'm here to answer those questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, I'm here to answer those questions. We are on from 6 to 10. I know some of the stations out there are only an hour here and there. But if you tune in and you want to hear more, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. And there's a spot on the website that says Listen Live. And, you know, that's right there. You click on that, it'll bring you to the GCN network where you'll be able to listen to us. There's also some podcasts on there that you'd be able to look at. So definitely some good stuff there if you can't get a hold of us right now. So take a look there. While you're on the website, you can definitely get on there. You can, you can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for a number of different things to see what's there and, you know, look at some of the newsletter archives, that type of thing, to see what we've done in the past. So today, going to get some snow later, so might as well stay warm today. Get inside, think of some things to do for spring. Definitely start thinking spring, because I think we're in for the next month or so with a good amount of snow to hit us. And, you know, I know I have said in the past couple of weeks I want it to snow. Well, I definitely do. I enjoy the snow. I really enjoy being out there with the kids when they are out with the snow, because they love it so much. The amount of time we spent outside this week together in the snow was so much fun. So I'm not going to lie. I want more so I can enjoy it with them. But that's the selfish reason. But there are good reasons for our garden. Like I said, poor man's fertilizer adds a little bit of that nitrogen to the to the soil at the end of the season. Some of that runoff from the snow, the water going back to the soil, back to our plants. So definitely is not a bad thing to have. I'm sure if this keeps going in a couple of weeks, I'll say, all right, I'm done with the snow. I'm sure most of you might already be there. Anyways, give us a call if you have some questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Jim's in Minnesota.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Last week I missed your show. It's 25 below, just to let you know.
Oof.
Here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had stepped out of the truck and I missed what you said. My wife's been planting her stuff and we got all these, I think they're fruit flies or something. She's just been leaving water in the tub and put some vinegar out, and I forgot what you called them and what you said.
Okay.
Mix in the soil. I just didn't hear it. She just opened a brand new bag. I don't know why that, you know.
So there is a, there's something called a fungus gnat that looks like a fruit fly that's just lying around. So there is a granular, it's a granular insecticide, excuse me, that you can use and mix into the soil. It's from Bonide. It's called Systemic Houseplant Insect Control. Comes in a little 8-ounce container. Okay. So this is basically a 2-step process, though. So with the ones that are flying around, you almost need to spray with like a neem oil or an all seasons type oil. This systemic houseplant, you mix into the soil to get rid of the eggs and get rid of the ones that are starting to form. So you're cutting their reproductive force through. You know what I mean?
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah.
So this one you mix into the soil of all the plants, you'll water it in. At the garden center I work with, when we replant anything, we actually will mix some of this into everything, even with new soil. The thing about it is it lasts up to 2 months. What we're trying to do is get anything that could be there, but anything that could happen in the future for the next couple months.
So it's basically killing the eggs and every like that or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't let them reproduce, you know.
Okay, great.
You're still going to need to, the ones that are flying around, this isn't going to take care of it. You're going to need to spray those, and I would spray again with like a neem oil or insecticidal soap or anything along those lines. You know, you can make your own with Dawn dish detergent and water, right?
That's the
idea. You're not trying to. You can use like an organic type product, especially if it's anything that you're consuming. Those types of things, but it needs to be the combination of the two, because just the granular isn't going to kill the existing.
Okay. Outstanding.
No problem. It's a 1-2 punch there.
Beautiful. Love your show, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. You have a great rest of your day. And stay warm.
Well.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And here in negative 25 degrees, whew, that's a little much. I'll stick with the snow at 32 degrees. I'll be all right with that. That brings a whole new perspective in there. Anyways, that's he brings up a great point. I know I've been talking about it the past couple weeks, but this insecticide, this systemic insect control, is a huge thing for your indoor plants. Now, last week I started to touch on it a little bit. Now, I'll try to go through it quickly because I got about a minute before the break. But with that control, I've heard of a new way to use it. It's not just mixing it into the soil. Some people will actually put it in water, let it sit for a few hours. Some will even let it sit for 24 hours. And then use that mixture that it's been sitting in to water the plant and get it into the plant a little bit more. Because what you'll notice with the systemic houseplant, if it's right on the top of the soil, it just sits there. And eventually it can actually start to mold, right? Because it's not breaking down. So the idea is put it in some water, let it sit for 24 hours. I think that's the best idea. Water the plant, then mix that granule into the soil a little bit. So I think that's the best way to do it. Questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is suggesting that former President Trump doesn't need to receive intelligence briefings, which is a tradition that normally goes to former presidents. Biden told CBS that he believes former President Trump doesn't deserve any special access to that type of intelligence.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all?
The northeastern U.S. is now battling yet another snowstorm in a week as intense snowfall in western New York is forcing delays in coronavirus vaccinations. After a historic snowfall of more than 17 inches last Tuesday, New York City is now expecting another 7 inches of snow. The snowstorm in the Northeast is predicted as a polar vortex. That means bone-chilling cold across the plains and Midwest. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial over allegations he incited an insurrection at the Capitol is set to start on Tuesday. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it's unlikely he'll get convicted.
The fact of the matter is we can see that Donald Trump remains popular and that Republicans simply don't want to cross him because they don't want to be primaried if they're coming up in 2 years for re-election, and they don't want him raising money against them.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted overwhelmingly to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Trump. 66 members out of the 74 in the state GOP Central Committee approved the censure, accusing Cheney of voting to impeach Trump without a, quote, formal hearing or due process. In a statement, Cheney said she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to get a little bit back into that conversation we were just having with Jim in regards to the systemic houseplant insect control. I just want to go into it a little bit more, just because, you know, reading the instructions of how to apply goes a little bit more into depth. You know, one of the things I was just reading, it was interesting. There's a part on there that says to help ensure that the roots can absorb the insecticide, do not water too heavily for the first 10 days. And so I think that right there helps a little bit explain that it's not just a, you know, overwatering can cause that, those little pellets that are part of that to mold, right? You're also supposed to work it into the top couple inches and get it a little bit down there. So, you know, this is something I've seen come up on a lot of the Facebook groups that I am in, a lot of questions in regards to it, because, you know, we're spending more time with the houseplants at this point. Obviously, houseplants are houseplants, so they're indoors most of the year, unless you're bringing them out during the summer. But at the same time, you're not outdoors, you're not indoors, you're seeing them more often. So this is something that gets used a lot more at this time of year. But I think it's very important, to be honest, to be mixed into any time that you're repotting a plant that's going to stay indoors, even outdoors, to make sure it's got that protection. Because, you know, we talked about it with the fungus gnats, those little, like, fruit fly-looking things. But there's a number of insects in here that will actually help take care of, that will get on a lot of your house plants and some of your container gardens. You know, just to name a few, aphids, like I said, fungus gnats, the Japanese beetle adults, mealybugs, some scale, thrips, white fly, even some white grub larvae for the Japanese beetles, right? And the Asiatic garden beetle, right? So just to name a few, those are some good ones, right? This is the same. You can actually buy this in a bigger bottle, but this systemic houseplant is meant, you know, for indoors. You're not using as much for a container. You can use this product outdoors for some of your plants that are in the garden beds as well. So it's definitely worth it. So I definitely, anytime I would be repotting anything indoors, and a lot of you have had some questions on, you know, what are we going to, you know, should I repot this? When should I repot this? When do I know to do this? And this is definitely one thing I would add to that soil each time. I'm mixing it in, you know, it's going to give you up to 8 weeks of control. You know, if we're looking at 8 weeks at this point, 8 weeks from now is April. We're starting to think about getting back outside with our plants at that point, hopefully, right? Hopefully. You know, and it's just a really good product to be using for it. Again, you could use this as a drench by letting it sit in water, letting it sit for, you know, some people will say 30 minutes, some will say an hour. Some will say 24 hours. The more and more I've thought about this, I would rather it sit in water for 24 hours so that it will start to break down a little bit. These are little pellets, right? You know, almost kind of think of it as like they look like little Osmocote pellets, but they're, you know, the insecticide. This is something that you need to have it break down for it to get into the soil and get going. So letting it sit a little bit more will soften up that outer shell. You'll be able to water it into the plant and then mix it into the soil. So definitely something to be using going forward with any of your houseplants. Anytime that you repot, look at it for your container gardens this spring. Anytime you're potting something up, think about using this. I do believe Bonide has a bigger bottle of it. If you're using it, say you wanted to use this for, you know, a lot of different you know, house plants or in the garden, etc., you could be using that. The other product you could actually use, and you've heard me talk about this, we talk about this in the summer, in spring, is the mosquito bits or the mosquito dunks, right? We talk about those little donuts from Summit Chemical, where they actually, you can put them in standing water, that type of thing. They actually sell those little mosquito bits that you can do the same thing, mix into your soil and use that way. So, you know, if you were to get the mosquito bits from the spring, there's a use for them throughout the year. So it's not just a, you know, one and done type thing where you're using it for mosquitoes every few weeks, you know, a couple months. You can actually use this multiple times throughout the year. So, you know, buying the bigger product that it comes in, you're not going to be as upset, right? Because I know you want to, you know, you have a certain amount of houseplants. You don't want to use tons of it. You're going to want to only have a smaller amount. Well, there's extra reasons why to use it. And this would be one of it with the systemic granules. Again, the Bonide has bigger bottles of the systemic granules. They have it as systemic granules instead of the houseplant. So if you're listening to this and saying, oh, I want to use this in my garden, I want to do this because of what it does, they actually come in 4 pound shaker jugs. So you can do a lot of your garden that way. So not just used for houseplants, it can be used outdoors as a systemic from the beginning. So definitely something to be thinking about. I'm on the website, Bonide's website, and I haven't seen this before, but they have a 15 pound systemic granule. That would be a lot. So I would think that would be a commercial use, but it's out there, right? So those are some things to be thinking about. So that's some of the things to be getting rid of some of the insects that we don't want, right? We don't want certain insects around. But we do want to have some of those insects around. You know, we're looking for those insects that are pollinators. You know, we're looking for the bees. We're looking for more butterflies in the yard. We're looking for those pollinators. And what are some of those things that we can do? And, you know, I mentioned it earlier. One of the emails that I got was from the Old Farmer's Almanac. And a lot of times I get their emails and it's like, join our, get the book and get this, you know, deal, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, delete. And I was looking at this one and it just says plant a pollinator garden as part of the email. And I was like, wow, okay, this is what I want to read this one. And it came up with 10 ways that anyone can help pollinators. You know, in a number of these things we've talked about, the first one that they say is choose native plants over non-natives. Right? We want the native plants to bring in the native insects that will help pollinate, keep them happy in the area, right? There's a number of things that it will tell you to do on there. Also, the second one is welcome insects to your garden. You want the insects in there. You know, there's honeybees, carpenter bees, minor bees, leafcutter bees, bumblebees, honeybees, all those. You want to add those to your garden. So what can you plant? It, you know, goes through what to do. Did you actually know that certain flies play an important role? You know, that's part of it. We talk about, you know, you can purchase actually praying mantids, ladybugs, and lace wings. So those are ones that they want to add to the garden. Those are insects that will help you with pest control, right? And they'll actually help your garden with the pollinating. Number three, it says go easy on chemicals. Number four, mixing companion plants. Pair up the right plants that naturally repel pests. Number five, encourage birds. So clean water, bird feeders out, nesting boxes. You want the birds to be there, okay? Number six, be water wise. And, you know, just basically, how much water do you need to use? Use your rainwater. Use those types of things as well. Another one, try composting. Make a compost area to get it organic, get it natural, and use some of those things to bring those pollinators back. Number eight, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Basically, reusing everything that you've done, some of the same plants, the same containers, some of that soil, etc. Number nine, give grass a chance to thrive alone. You don't need to do as much once you've got it established. It's basically telling you, you know, check the soil pH. Work with that pH by getting a soil sample. Build that up and then let it go from there. Don't shave the lawn down to the ground. Only go mow it to be 2.5 to 3.5 inches all season. Right? Instead of cutting it straight down, allow it to do its thing. Number 10, leave nesting sites for pollinators. So it's basically telling you where they need to be. As an example, queen bees are born in the fall. After breeding, they find a place to reside at the cold season, emerging in the spring to start a new generation. So whole nesting bees and beetles need things like dead tree trunks or reeds to overwinter in. Leave some natural areas in your yard instead of landscaping every inch. So that's an example. So those are just some of the things that you can use to take a look at this. So definitely, you know, something to be thinking about. Planting a pollinator garden is definitely the way to go going forward. It's so many benefits for our future. I mean, you hear so much about save the bees, right? The bees are very important. I mean, I can't talk about enough how important the bees are, but it's not just about the bees. It's adding those other insects, adding those other things into the garden. Now, you know, these are all things to think about. You can't do everything in, you know, one season. But just when you're out there, take a look at some of those native plants. That's really step one. If you can do some of that, get some of the native plants into the garden, perfect. The other thing it says, you know, about go easy on insecticides. I understand, you know, some of you want to still go with the, you know, the insecticides. We'll use it in such a way that it's done correctly. Spray at night versus in the morning. Spray when they're not flowering. Take care of the way you're looking at it. Maybe look at using organic options. Look at some of the different things you can do to prevent them. Systemic, those types of things. Those are some things to think about when it comes to pollinator gardens. We're going to head to a break here, but if you have some questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, to continue on to the conversation that we were having in regards to the pollinators, you know, I was just touching base in regards to using, go easy on the chemicals, right? Well, I wanted to add a few things in there. You can actually, on some of these, using the diatomaceous earth, right? That's another option that we don't talk about much. Diatomaceous earth, you can put on the ground around the soil. Basically, it's fossilized skeletons of microscopic single-celled aquatic organisms. So basically, what will happen is some of those insects will crawl over it and will actually cut open their pores, etc., and killing them that way. It is an organic way of doing things. They have multiple styles of it. Food grade quality. That's the one you're looking for, because they do have a diatomaceous earth that they use in, like, pools. You put it in the filter. That one doesn't work. It's not as effective for the garden pest that you're looking for. So you want the food-grade quality. So that's why you'll see it on there. They'll actually, some will even mix it into... I think it's like horses, cows, or something along those lines will mix it into their food. So it's that safe. I mean, don't quote me on that. I just remember hearing something along those lines. But that's an option to use to get rid of some of the insects that are there, right? So some of those insects will include caterpillars, aphids, some of the hard shell types like beetles, fleas, cockroaches. They'll even do bed bugs if that's what you're looking to deal with. Another one that they're popular to use would be like getting rid of slugs and snails. You know, slugs, you heard of, you know, Sluggo, right? I've probably talked about that. We used to talk about that a lot more. The options that my father used to talk about, you know, putting a shot of beer out there because of the yeast in there will attract them, the slugs, and then they'll go into the beer and then drown because they can't get out. So there's tons of options, but diatomaceous earth is another one. You know, there's neem oils, like we discussed, and then there's the BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, comes in many different strains. The one you're going to find more around is the Kurstaki strain. That one is going to be more for the smaller caterpillars. You know, we haven't talked about it as much the past couple of years because they haven't been as bad, but the winter moth, to get rid of those at a young age using the BT to get rid of them, that's a good way to get rid of those insects, right? So there are just many options, and I just want to bring those to your attention. It's not just about using the chemicals. There are organic ways. I don't judge on anybody if they want to use, you know, chemicals or organic. I'll give you both options so that you can make that choice. Obviously, there are sides to both of wanting to say, I you know, we got to use all organic versus synthetic. Understand. I can see that on both sides. But I want you to be able to make that choice. So you might hear me giving out information that'll give a synthetic or an organic. I like to give both, so you have that option. It's up to you on what you want to do. Do I have an opinion either way? I'm not gonna say, but I would say I try to go towards the organic as much as possible. But I do know that sometimes you need that synthetic to really work to get things going. So, just some things to think about. We're going to head to a break in about a minute here. We'll head into the 7 o'clock hour with some more information. I'm going to touch base on a few other things. You know, we'll talk a little bit about erosion. I might talk about a few other insecticides, those types of things to be thinking about for spring and what we could be doing. So in the meantime, if you have questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back to the 7 o'clock hour, so hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.